Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dallas Hoops Gamecast. I'm your host, Martin. We are going to talk about the Mavericks get a win tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. They beat them 122-116. But first, I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating so we can grow and so we can see how we're doing here at Dallas Hoops Fancast team. Always remember, there is plenty of Mavs content on our site at DallasHoopsCast.com. So again, the Mavericks beat the Atlanta Hawks tonight 122-116. The Mavericks end a six-game losing streak going into the game. And it was nice to finally see a full complement of players that seemed to be pretty healthy. Kleba, I think, is still the only one that's kind of finding his rhythm back. This was just his second game back, so he's going to have some time to adjust, but overall they had the full complement of players and everyone played fairly well. They finally are putting some points on the board. Their offense, even in the first half, has just been atrocious. The Mavericks just are terrible right now at hitting wide open threes, and there's stretches in the game where their three will start to fall, mainly because Tim Hardaway Jr. just happens to get on fire. But there's also long stretches of the game where the three just will not drop. And I think we saw in that fourth quarter a perfect example of the Mavericks' three-point shooting right now. There was a good long stretch of the fourth quarter, and really the third, where the three was starting to fall. Tim Hardaway was hitting his. Porzingis even got one to drop. Dorian got one. Kleba. And then late into the fourth, the last couple of minutes when the Mavericks are up, I think about 15 with 4 minutes to go or something like that, and the Hawks started doubling Luka every time they came down. So Luka's just casually making the pass to the open guy. And the Mavericks are getting a wide open three every single time, and they just, a drought starts. They can't hit anything, and these are just wide open. So it's been frustrating to watch the Mavericks offense. It's really live by the three, die by the three with them. And I understand the whole analytics about shooting threes and blah, 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 all that crap. But the fact is, the Mavericks are the worst team in the league in three-point shooting percentage. They are dead last. And we can see why. They just don't have a lot of consistent three-point shooters. Josh Richardson tonight was 1 of 7, I think, from three. Let me confirm. And of course, NBA.com app would freeze on me right at this moment. But I think he went 1 of 7 from three. He was 3 of 12 from the floor overall. Just not a good offensive night from Josh Richardson. And this isn't really a knock on him. I'm not saying anything bad. I thought Richardson was wonderful tonight. His defense really is top-notch. He really is an excellent defender. He's really good at denying people. You saw that with Trae Young tonight. He has really good hands, and he's relentless. He never stops on the defensive side of the court. I think it really bothers the players that he's defending. It gets in their head a little bit. You saw Trae Young at times in this game looked a little bit frustrated based on the way the Mavericks were playing him. A lot of that had to do with Josh Richardson, but also the Mavericks' scheme of doubling him every single time. And we saw Luka get that kind of treatment earlier in the season, and it really worked to the other team's advantage in some games because the Mavericks just didn't have anybody that can hit open shots. The problem with the game tonight is Atlanta has a lot of scorers. They have a lot of other guys that can put the ball in the basket, and you saw that happen tonight. So even though Trae Young only had, I think, 17 points. Again, the app has died on me. Let me pull it back up here. Yeah, he finished with 21. But I think the last 4 points he got were just on layups that were given to him late in the game. But overall, their defense was great. And I thought through stretches of the game when they were doubling him and Richardson's constant annoyance on the defensive end of the court was really starting to bother him. You saw him with that technical foul. And when you watch the replay, he really didn't get touched on it. So I think it was more of just a frustration that he didn't get the layup to go in. And he needed to vent the frustration somewhere, and it happened to be to the official. But Richardson was great on the defensive end of the court. Offensively, though, he was just not very good. He ended up with 14 points, but 3 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3. Yep, 14%. But this three-point shooting, this is a problem with the Mavericks for a team that shoots so many threes. Now, this year, they're not as bad as, or not as high up there in the ranks as far as how many they shoot. They're about middle of the pack this year as far as three-point attempts. But again, they're dead last in percentages. And it's just because they just have a lot of low-percentage three-point shooters right now. Luka is, he was one of five. I think he's still around 30% from three. And I think that's just, again, if you've ever heard our fan casts, podcast we do every Sunday. I've made the comments about Luka. I think that's just who he's going to be for the first couple of years. He's not really a shooter. I know he's got the reputation for being a three-point shooter, but he's not really a shooter. He's just a scorer. He's a playmaker. Porzingis is, he was one of six, and he's got to find his three-point shot because it's such a weapon for the Mavericks if he can make them. But Porzingis has just been in, I know we've roasted him on this podcast, and I've said I'm done with him. But he's got to hit his open threes. And it's just his open shots. He gets so many open shots from his teammates. He's got to make them. He's got to make the defense pay. The Mavericks have to make the defense pay for doubling Luka. And he's just not doing that. Now, tonight, Porzingis was pretty decent. He had kind of a mediocre first half. I think he ended the first half with like 8 points or something. Didn't really have a big impact in the game. I thought the second half he was a lot more aggressive. He played more within the flow. He wasn't thinking so much about where he's supposed to stand or what he's supposed to do. He's best when he's just moving and he's cutting and he's going to the open spot. And then when he gets the ball, just being decisive and making a move and not thinking so much. That's his problem. He just, every time he gets the ball, he thinks. Or if he doesn't have the ball, he's just thinking all the time. And you didn't see that in the second half. You saw a little bit more decisiveness from Porzingis. Some nice cuts. He had that really nice cut where Luka found him on a dish and just dunked it in Capella's face. Really nice to see. And then you saw his mild aggression that Porzingis can show. He's not a real emotional player out there on the court. But he finished with 24 points, 11 rebounds. He shot 50% from the floor, 10 of 20. And that is including one of six from three. So his two-pointers he was hitting, and he had one tonight in that fourth quarter between it was a pick-and-pop with Luka and Porzingis, and we saw this style of pick-and-pop with Terry and Dirk for a decade, and it's basically, it's not on the elbow, it's kind of on the side. You know, remember where where Dirk liked to get his step back was on the side of the paint there. Well, he used to also get a lot of pick and pops from Jason Terry on that spot as well. And you saw a little screen and roll or screen and pop action with Porzingis and Luka tonight. And he got it and banked it off the glass. I'd like to see a little bit more of that from the Mavericks. A little bit of pick and pop over there on the side of the court. Porzingis seems to like that glass. And he hasn't made a lot of his shots this year, but I feel like on the sides where he's got the glass there, he's been making those at a higher percentage. I'd like to see a little bit more action from that. I know most of their action is pick and pop at three or pick and roll. They don't do a lot of pick and pop for a little mid-range jumper, and I know the analytics that the Mavericks run goes against that, but I think that's a little bit more of Porzingis' natural game is a pick and pop for a mid-range jumper. And I think a lot of it is just he's thinking so much, trying to go against what his normal style is and trying to play what the Maverick system is, and sometimes that gets him to think a little bit too much. So I'd like to see a little bit more of that between Luka and Porzingis. But Porzingis in the second half was great. He actually impacted the Mavericks' win tonight, and again, I know I'm really hard on Porzingis, and I'm going to need to see more of it from him before he changes my mind, but I really want him to change my mind. I loved Porzingis from the time he got here. I love his attitude. I love his interviews. He's really insightful. He was just frustrating me as a player, and he hasn't shown me enough on the offensive and defensive end of the court to lead me to believe that he can be the second franchise player on a team that's trying to contend for a title. But I want to be wrong. I do. I want to be wrong because if I'm wrong, that means Porzingis is living up to that potential, the unicorn, the franchise player that everybody thought he was going to be, and him and Luka can really build off of that, and really the Mavs can get back into that title contention. But you know, this year has been so frustrating. You know, they were 8-12, I think, going in 8-13. So they're now 9-13. They got a long way to climb back if they're going to get back into the playoffs and make the playoffs in the West. And it's going to have to be Porzingis that helps them do that. We know what we're going to get from Luka night in and night out. Luka's always going to make plays for his teammates. He had 14 assists tonight. He probably could have had 20 of them there in the last 3 minutes of the game, where the Mavericks just all of a sudden they just cannot get a wide open shot to fall. But you know what you're going to get from Luka every single night. What's going to make the Mavericks a contending team at some point in the future is going to be Porzingis, if he's going to be that guy. And again, I just hadn't seen that ever since we got him. But tonight was a nice performance from him. He really impacted the game. He also had a really huge tip-in rebound late in the game that kind of sealed the game for the Mavericks. So, I mean, again, I can't sing his praises enough. We really needed what he brought tonight, and I really like what I saw from him. I just need to see it a little bit more often. I need to see it when it matters most, and not against the Atlanta Hawks. I need to see it when you're going against the Los Angeles Lakers and the higher profile teams, because those are the teams that ultimately down the road you're going to be fighting for championships. So that's who I need to see it to, or see it against. But again, I'm not going to harp on anything negative about Porzingis. It's not fair to him. He played well tonight. He delivered for the Mavericks. It was a really nice game. He finally got a three to drop. I know he's a better three-point shooter than his percentages have been since he's been with the Mavs. Since he's gotten here, he hasn't been that three-point sniper that we all thought he was going to be. He was a 40% three-point shooter in New York in his last season there. And you see the kind of threes that Porzingis shoots. You know, he shoots a lot of deep threes, a lot of three. I feel like his higher percentages are probably threes that are contested and threes that are about 35 feet out from the basket. He seems to shoot a pretty decent percentage on those. And so you've seen the kind of threes that he shoots. And for him to be able to be a 40% shooter with those kind of threes leads you to believe that he is a sniper from behind the arc. But he just hasn't been that guy with the Mavs. And I know it's a lot of things going against him with the injuries. And again, I didn't want to spend the entire night talking about Porzingis. I really just want to praise him because he played well tonight, and the Mavericks needed what he brought, and he really influenced the Mavericks' win. I also thought Kleba, it's so good to see Kleba hit a couple of threes. He's really right now the only guy this season that's been hitting threes consistently for the Mavericks. Dorian had a strong game, 3 of 7 from 3, so 43%. That's a pretty good number. 13 points, 5 rebounds. But his defense, the defense of Dorian Maxey and Richardson, at times in the game was suffocating, and it was really bothering the Hawks. Now, the problem that the Mavericks have run into this year is there's a lot of guys on the opposing teams who aren't very good, or they're just average players. They have huge nights against Dallas. Tonight it was Kevin Huerter. He averages 11 points on the season. He had 21 points. Gallinari averages 10 points on the season. He had 19. Now, Gallinari has a reputation for being a good player, so not a whole lot to say about that. I'm not surprised. John Collins averages 17.8, and that's probably jumped up a lot. I think yesterday when I looked, it was 16-something, but he had 35 points tonight. You know, we've seen it. Solomon Hill hit 3 of 3 or 2 of 2. Yeah, he was 3 of 3 from the floor, 2 of 2 from 3. It's the other guys that have really been bothering the Mavericks. Langston Galloway with Phoenix did it the last couple of nights. Their defense is really, really good, and they're forcing the right guy to shoot. The problem for the Mavericks, and I don't know if it's just a percentage thing, the way that the numbers have just landed. It's similar probably to the Hawks opponent's free throw percentage, where teams are shooting 82% from the free throw line against the Atlanta Hawks. There's nothing the Hawks can do about that. It's just the way the numbers have fallen, the way the percentages have landed. And I don't know if that's the same situation maybe with the Mavs, because tonight they forced the right guys to shoot and to make plays. The problem is they just did. They made the plays. They made the shots that they needed to. And eventually, you know, Trae Young's going to get some shots up. He's a good player. You're not going to hold him scoreless. He's averaging like 28 points a game on the season. So that's been the problem for the Mavericks this year, and that's part of why their record is not as good as it is. But we all know that the challenges that the Mavericks have faced. So tonight, to get this win after losing six in a row and a gut punch loss to Phoenix the other night, so it was good. We'll be able to sleep peacefully at night or tonight. It did get a little dicey there at the end, and it got kind of scary. The Mavericks stopped guarding anybody, and they've struggled over the last couple of years late in games when teams need to score quickly. They're not a very good defensive team when teams need to score quickly. You've seen over the last couple of seasons, the Mavericks will have a lead late in the game, and the other team just kind of goes in desperation mode. Of course, every shot goes in for them, because that's just the way it's been for the Mavericks over the last two seasons. When teams need shots, they hit every single one of them. And you saw that happening tonight. Thankfully, Josh Richardson has been in the league for a while. He's been in close games. He knows how to hit his free throws. And those free throws, because Tim Hardaway missed his. And if Richardson had missed one of his and Hardaway missed one of his, we may have been looking at a different kind of game. But he went up there, iced the game with his two free throws. Of course, Hardaway is going to miss one, because he just, you know, it's just Tim Hardaway. There's not much you can say about it. He had a great game, but you just don't want him on the free throw line late in the game, even though he's a good free throw shooter, which he really hasn't been this year, but he's been average this year. But he had 22 points tonight, so good night from Tim Hardaway. And he kind of carried the Mavericks a little bit there in the third when nobody else can seem to hit a three. Unfortunately, the way this season is, the Mavericks play again tomorrow. This was the first night of a back-to-back. And it seems unfair because it's not just a regular back-to-back. This one, they have to fly from Atlanta, which is basically on the East Coast, all the way to San Francisco or Oakland, wherever the Warriors play now. I think it's in San Francisco, across the country at a long flight on the second night of a back-to-back. It's just a terrible, terrible game. And you don't want to go into Golden State with tired legs, because Steph is Steph, and at any moment he can decide to drop 50, and he seems to play really well against the Mavericks historically. It's just a tough break for the Mavericks, a season where they haven't been getting any of the breaks. The ball just hasn't been rolling their way. The rebounds are falling sometimes to the opposing team. When the ball is bouncing around the rim for the opposing team, it happens to bounce in. When it's a Maverick shot, it happens to bounce out. It's just been the way the season has gone for the Mavs this year. And this game is just, it's another bad break. After breaking a long losing streak, they have to go all the way to Golden State, who's really a better team than they are right now. Atlanta is a better team than the Mavericks right now. So tough break, but you know, we'll see how it goes. What you want to see is a team that competes. You want to see Luka and Porzingis try to carry it. I really hope Porzingis plays. And one thing I want to touch on, you saw, I don't know if anybody else saw it, Porzingis was taken out of the game with about 3 minutes to go. And I don't think it had anything to do schematically. I think it was trying to preserve his minutes, so that way they could justify playing him tomorrow. I don't know for sure. I'm not Rick Carlisle. I'm not part of the coaching staff. But I can't imagine there was anything schematically that you saw that would justify you taking him out of the game late in the game. In fact, he was playing well. He was helping you win the game. So I really do think the Mavericks had kind of a 10-12-point lead. They wanted to take him out to try to preserve the minutes, because 3 minutes of basketball apparently is going to be the end-all be-all on second night of back-to-backs for Porzingis. So I really hope he plays tomorrow because we got to get some consistency on this starting lineup and we got to get some wins. I just, you know, I don't want to sacrifice his health, but if he's okay to play and there's no risk or the risk isn't higher because he's playing a second night of a back-to-back, he's got to play. And the Mavericks got to try to pull it out. So we'll see. It was a nice win tonight. Again, I know we'll all be able to sleep well tonight because the Mavericks finally got off this snide and this schneid or whatever, this losing streak. That again, I didn't do a post game after that last Suns game because it was really a gut punch. And if I were, as a Mavs fan, I wasn't going to listen to any podcast about the Mavs. I wanted to be away from them at that moment. So I decided not to do a pod. We'll see how the game goes tomorrow. I hope we pull it out. I will talk to you guys then. Thanks. Bye.